Over the weekend, I don't know what you did, but I traveled to Park Ridge and Aurora and Ravenswood in Chicago. I was in Oak Brook. We were doing some shopping, and I was dropping off some gifts at some friends' houses. What did I see in every single town? John Hansen, who's filling in for Bob Sriracha, strolled into the studio. What did I see in Park Ridge, in Aurora, in the Ravenswood neighborhood, and in Oak Brook, and elsewhere in Chicago? Everywhere I went this weekend, I saw this.
Bungalows.
Christmas lights.
True and true, but not what I had in mind. In each town, I saw people eating inside restaurants.
Oh. Okay.
And I don't want to be that. I didn't want to be that guy to knock on the door and go, hello? Hello, you can't be eating in there. My attitude has changed about people that dine in restaurants. We should not. I'm not going to throw these people in jail about it. Mostly people are behaving. Mostly it's working. And some of you are opening your restaurant. Some of you are serving people food. And some of you are patronizing those places. As I drive around these towns, I think about John also, because he did that real good tweet a couple of weeks ago. What was the description of it?
Tell me which Chicago suburb you're from without telling me which Chicago suburb you're from.
Okay. Vicki, why don't you play too, because you're a realtor.
Yeah, go right. For it.
All right. Quarry and a UPS.
Countryside.
No.
There's a quarry.
It was going to be southwest suburbs.
Yeah.
I was going to say Homewood.
No, but it's close. Thornton.
Thornton has a
Thornton quarry
as well.
And they have that giant UPS headquarters there.
Okay, but Your Honor, if I may, there is a quarry in Countryside, and I think there's a UPS store there.
Well, you can write to at BBodySUD and let him know.
I'm sure there's more UPS stores than quarries.
Fine. All right, do another one.
The Oasis in the middle of nowhere on your way to Wisconsin. Chrysler, a bad tornado.
Yeah.
Oasis in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, but the tornadoes.
I know.
Grzanich, go.
Belvedere.
Yes.
Belvedere.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, the Chrysler plant is big right on the highway tornado.
Okay, give us some city ones.
I didn't prepare for that, Vicki. John specifically
told me
suburbs.
Those are the only ones
suburbs.
I would know.
Just because you lose, Vicki, doesn't mean that I did it wrong. Yeah, hey, I'll do city ones
Vicki
next time.
Vicki does not lose. Vicki wins.
I am a graceful loser, by the way.
Here's an interesting one. Had the biggest stained glass window in the world until 2 years ago. Second place now. Never heard of this.
I saw a feature about churches. Is it? It would be in a church, right?
It's in a mausoleum, yeah. So, close. I think that's...
Stained glass. Do it again.
It's the biggest stained glass in the world. Not Paris, not anywhere there. In the world until 2 years ago.
And it's not Chicago.
No, it's in second place now in Justice, Illinois.
Wow. Oh, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, right?
I was going to say that.
Oh.
I would have said, I don't know.
Give us another one.
Windmills and Fermi.
Batavia.
Batavia.
Way too far.
What'd you say, Dave?
No, I had it. Oh. John beat me to it.
Okay.
It's his show. That's okay.
This is interesting. I didn't know this. Where the Unabomber spent his formative years.
Oh, I think I
in
know.
In Illinois?
Yeah.
Dave, where?
Evanston?
Evergreen Park, but he did work a little bit in Evanston.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's got his mark all over the place, Ted
Steve,
Kaczynski.
Did you have that one?
I was going to say Evanston because I think his family still lives. So he has family members, I
no
think.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow.
I guess they moved out to Evergreen Park. Okay.
What else you got?
F5.
That would be the Plainfield?
Yeah. There's a lot of ones based on bad things that have happened, but it's what sticks in our memory.
Plainfield tornado, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tore the roof off of that thing. Boy, we were lucky that one did not hurt or kill more people.
For sure.
What else you got?
We have a Metro train station, a country club, and a haunted graveyard.
Evanston.
This is one of the ones.
Just keep staying Evanston. Yeah.
It's Evanston. There's a lot of these where you could probably apply it to.
Wilmette.
This one is Midlothian.
Yeah, I'm with Vicki. I think it could be more than one town on that one.
I got one that I think people will get. Cigarettes, gas, and fireworks.
Indiana.
The state of Indiana. Should be a place right on the border. Do it again.
Cigarettes, gasoline, and fireworks.
What better things to have your town known for than cheap smokes? And they don't got an adult toy store there, too, for crying out loud.
A gun shop.
Would it kill him to have some ammo nearby? What would it be? It'd be near the exit. I'm going to go off.
Was I right? Is it like right by Indiana?
Yeah, but I mean, they offered a more specific one than the state, but I think that applies to a few of them. But there is one particular one that I guess has all three, and they're known for it.
Hammond.
Yep, that's
Hammond.
It.
Ding, ding.
There you go.
Ding, ding.
Say it with confidence, John.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was
a Vicki answer right there.
Right.
Go ahead, Vicky. Give it a try.
If it's not in this city, I probably will not know these.
Okay.
Right, try another one.
Drew Peterson and IKEA.
Oh, Bolingbrook.
Yeah, there you go.
Why is IKEA in Bolingbrook?
Because there is one there.
And there's one in Schaumburg, too, right?
But it's Drew Peterson.
But Drew Peterson.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was the secret.
We've only done about 30 of these, John. You got to do them all together.
Do one more.
Red Grange, John Belushi. Red Grange.
Belushi, I think, only yet, but that's not right.
Wheaton?
Yeah, that's correct.
The Red Grange tipped you off there, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. How do you think we did?
You guys all did very well. I didn't keep score, but I think Dave Ennett wins this round.
I think Dave did.
I know who didn't win this round.
Yes.
Funny.
All right. So, John, you are filling in for Mr. Surratt this week?
Yes, tomorrow, Wednesday, and then most of next week, too. Tuesday, Wednesday, Dave Plyer will be in Christmas Eve,
yeah,
and then I'll be in most of next week as well.
Elif said we got time for maybe two more if you want. Do you have a couple more you could let
No, but I'm sure I could find a couple, but I didn't take
well,
as
we
many.
Should tell people to text more of these
that's,
to you.
That's the fun one, yeah.
So text, what's your handle?
John Hansen, that's JonHansen. TV, even though we're on radio, so two confusing misspelled names.
JonHansenTV. That's your Twitter handle?
That's my Twitter handle. Instagram, you can message me there.
Tweet him the towns that you know and love.
I got one.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to hear it? What's a neighborhood that's built on like a very ancient cemetery? It's in the city.
City neighborhood built on a cemetery.
Well, isn't Wrigley Field built on a cemetery? An old...
Well, it's the neighborhood, right?
Yeah, Lakeview. So
it's Lincoln Park, but you were close. Did you guys know that?
No, I did not.
Okay,
really?
1 point for me. Please put it on the list.
You know, Vic, let's do this again when we're all back together.
Yes.
No, I'm seriously. Yeah. And maybe Vicky could come up with some city, Chicago city ones for us.
That sounds
so
great.
You do the suburbs and Vicky will do the city.
That sounds good.
And we'll maybe include some of our listeners and let them win. Actually, we don't give out prizes anymore, so you win absolutely nothing. But that'll be a lot of fun.
A thumbs up.
And you know what else would be fun? We learned this morning on the morning show that John plays the piano.
Oh.
Vicky sings. We had to put these two together in a studio.
Well, John and I have worked together for how many years, John?
Christmas
well, not at a club or anything, though,
well,
Vicky.
Not at a club.
Just in other things, not as a band.
Hey. Not as a band.